News from the radio, Oklahoma News Network. I'm Bob Sands. Wewoka Public Schools are paying out almost $2 million, settling a federal court lawsuit alleging the district failed to protect students despite being notified of sexual misconduct. The four victims claim former Wewoka Middle School principal Cody Barlow inappropriately touched male students while on the campus and during school hours. Employees at the Dollar Tree Distribution Center in Marietta worried about the future status of their jobs and the building. An update from Radio Oklahoma's Ken Johnson.
A weekend EF4 tornado ripped the roof off of a large part of the center. The company says none of its 356 employees were injured and is working to support impacted employees, including temporary relocation and access to a relief fund.
A plan by the Air Force to move some state-based National Guard units to the Space Force has riled every governor, including Governor Stitt. From the Radio Oklahoma News Network, I'm Bob Sands.
Are you ready for a sizzling adventure for your taste buds with the mouth-watering blend of beef and caramelized onions that can only be found in the Oklahoma Onion Burger? The Oklahoma Beef Council is proud to kick off the Oklahoma Onion Burger Trail with 22 restaurants across the state participating in this savory journey. From March 1st through August 30th, embark on this culinary experience unique to Oklahoma. Just head to oklabeef.org to sign up for your digital pass, accessible right from your mobile phone, or download a paper pass to keep track of your delicious adventures. But that's not all. Prizes abound for culinary adventurers, including the chance to win a $500 beef gift certificate or an exclusive t-shirt for conquering the entire trail. Once again, visit oklabeef.org and start your savory journey along the Oklahoma Onion Burger Trail. Brought to you by Oklahoma's farming and ranching families through their beef checkoff. Beef, it's what's for dinner in Oklahoma.